Ninth paragraph of Sivas Mishnah Days. Misha Meis V'niach Isho Balchoi V'yolshin. Person died and he left his yolshin. Aside from that, he owed money to his wife for the ksuva and also borrowed money from somebody who owed the Balchov. So basically, there are now three people that want to claim the property. Yoshin wants to claim it, and Yoshin wants to get rights to collect her ksuva, and the Balchov wants to collect his chayv. He had a deposit, or he had a loan in the hands of other people. So the rule is that metaltalim movable objects that go to the yisayimim belong to the yisayimim, and a balchov cannot collect from them. Here, the room for discussion that the balchov and the ksuva want to collect from it is because it didn't really yet get into the possession of the yoshin, because it's still deposited by somebody else. So do we say in such a situation that they can't collect from it, or do we say no, once a person dies they can't collect from it? You give it to the weakest of them. What does the weakest of them mean? So it's machlekes, what it means. Some say that it means that the one who has the latest document, why is he the weakest? Because there's a lien on all the properties. The earlier ones have the lien on his properties. The later ones have less of a lien on the properties because they only have what remains after the early ones. So give it to the ones that don't have a lien on the property. They'll get these movable objects, and other ones will collect from the property. Another chapter with Dan, the Gemara is that he give it to the wife. Why? Because she's the mice of the weakest in respect to collecting chayvus. A woman, an alman, is not her talents. Yeah. That's Rabbi Tarvin's opinion. He says that even though the Yoshim did not take it into their possession, but lamais it's considered their possessions at the time of the death of the father. It's their things. And in Mela, this halacha of and Shubit to the Ksuva or to Bachayiv already takes effect and stresses the point that it's already considered there. Shakum Tzrichim Shavua. The other ones, in order to collect, have to swear that they weren't paid yet. The Isha, for the Ksuva, the Bachayiv. And Yoshim Tzrichim Shavua. The Yoshim don't need a Shavua to keep the money. It's naturally there. It's in the Mela. You give money to the Yoshim, and you do not have to pay off the Ksuva and the Balchov from these movable objects. Kamuban, they do have to pay from the property that they inherited. The halacha over here is like Rabbi Kiva, that Yikir Din, these metaltim go to the Yoshim and not to the Balachovis. Just halacha lemaise, we paskin for various reasons that bisman hazeh, metaltim, the movable objects are meshabed for the ksuva and the Balchov, and therefore we paskin also that we give it to the Balchov, because the Balchov is going to lose his principal if he doesn't get back his money.